Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us tonight. I tell you, it's a privilege and an honor that you did that. You know, we lead so many busy lives. We wear so many hats. And so for you to take the time out with us, we're truly thankful. As I tell you all the time, it's time to stop existing, stop settling, and start living the life you were created to live. And so my goal and my purpose is to help push you into your purpose. And for those who are already walking in your purpose, then it's for me to continue to ignite that fire to push you even further, because there's greatness in you. And tonight's show is brought to you by our sponsors, Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm, Third Heaven Sound. It's not just music, it's a sound. Unique Expression by Design. They're your one-stop source for business promotional products, custom promotional products, corporate gifts, and anything that you need to have custom done, they can get it done for you. And also Rise Hair and Beauty Bar, specializing in natural hair, twists, lock maintenance, braids, sew-ins, and much, much more. We are back to On Fire to Inspire, and we have a powerful, powerful, honorable guest tonight. I tell you, I'm so excited about interviewing this lady. We have so much in common, a lady after my own heart when it comes to being on fire for her purpose and walking in our purpose and walking in obedience. So I would like to introduce you to you guys, Ms. Lori Vallow Baskins, and she is joining us tonight. So welcome, 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 Lori. How are you tonight?
I am great, Aaliyah. Thank you so much to you and to your listeners. Wow, what a blessing and an honor and a privilege to be on live with you all this evening.
I am so excited and honored to have you on the show and on the platform. So tell us a little bit about who is Lori Vallow Baskins. Tell us, who are you? Tell us who you are, what you do. Tell us about you.
Well, definitely, Aaliyah, we certainly want to get into that. But I just, you know, I have to stop. And just for a moment, I just have to stop and give all praise, glory, and honor to the Most High, to our Lord and Savior who has orchestrated this interview. Aaliyah, it's just what a blessing. What a blessing just to be here, just to know him and to have him, to be in his presence. I am truly, truly blessed. And I just have to stop and first give him praise, glory, and honor.
Amen, amen. That is so, so very true, because this is his platform. I'm just the voice and the vessel that he used. So that's not a problem.
Amen. Amen. So a little bit about me. My name is Lori Vallow Baskin. I am a proud, proud wife and mother of two children. I'm the founder of On Fire to Inspire. I just so happen to be a motivational speaker, mentor, and vocation trainer. That's just a fancy title for someone who empowers others with tools and resources to better their lives. And I also like to call myself a personal brand strategist. I'm dedicated to impacting and inspiring women to identify their unique and God-given gifts and talents. So often we fail to realize what our purposes are, and I'm destined to try to help women to make those unique identifications so that they too can walk in their purpose and walk in authority. We want our women to be able to use these gifts and talents in the workplace, in their communities, their churches, and certainly with their families and in their personal lives. I like to call this The strategy that I use, I like to call it a 3-point strategy: motivate, mm-hmm. educate, and empower. And I think of this mm-hmm. as the ME movement. We are into these acronyms for things, and I'm thinking the ME movement is something that we have to get people to catch on to. So motivate, educate, and empower. That is what God mm-hmm. has laid on my heart. That is what he mm-hmm. has given me, that he wants me to do with his daughters. And that is, Aaliyah, why I'm on the line with you tonight. Motivate, hey. Educate, and empower.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So tell us, what motivates you to do this? What's your motivation?
Well, Aaliyah, you know, the answer to that is very simple. What motivates mm-hmm. me? Very, very simple answer. I do mm-hmm. what I do to glorify God. And that's it. And for nothing, for no one else, for no other purpose, for no other reason other than to glorify him. He has given me a gift to be able to speak and identify with women, to help relate to them and their situations, and to give them tools and resources and strategies to better their lives and to improve their lives, the lives of their families. And that is what motivates me, just knowing that I have found what my purpose is. I am walking in it. I am walking in authority, and mm-hmm. there is nothing like that. I had a void in my life for such a long time, just trying to figure out, what am I here to do? What do you mm-hmm. want me to do? What am I supposed to do? Am I just supposed to be a wife and mother? Am I just supposed to have a job or a career? What do you want me to do? And you have to be real careful whenever you ask God that question, because he'll answer you. Even whenever you might not be ready for it, he will answer. And I found that out the hard way. I tried to test him a little bit at a women's conference that I'd gone to. A coaching session was being raffled, and I kept feeling this nagging feeling to, you know, to try to win it. And I said, well, you know what, I can't afford this anyway. Even after we do, if I would win it, I couldn't afford the subsequent sessions. And I said, well, you know, if this is what you really want me to do, you'll let me win that session. And when the ticket numbers were called, I didn't win. So I looked up and I said, guess that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. And then my niece turned around and she said, Aunt Lori, I want it, but I don't want it, do you? So I looked back up with a look of, I'm so sorry for my smug reaction, but niece, mm-hmm. I do want it. And ever since then, I've just been walking just in what he's having me to do. And every time I turn around, I know it's in the song, but every time I turn around, he just keeps on blessing me. And that is what walking in obedience and being obedient and on fire to inspire means to me.
Amen, amen. You have an audience. Your audience, a lot of your audience, is dealing with women. What are some of the things that you see that tries to arise as a hindrance to these ladies? And what would you say to someone? Well, we'll go to the second question next. So what are some of the things that I have, you know, you see that's like a hindrance that's real common?
Sure. Well, I want to first begin by saying kind of the niche or the demographic, the audience, as you mentioned, is definitely women. But there's also a special demographic within just being a woman that is very near and dear to me. I am a survivor of an abusive past relationship, and I identify with women who are experiencing or who have experienced that same struggle. And I've spoken in venues, both large and small, to women both young and mature, and I think it's important that we highlight that, and so that your listeners know that I'm someone who they may be able to relate to, especially in that particular aspect. So some of the hindrances that I feel women encounter whenever it comes to just in general is simply self-awareness, just mm-hmm. being aware of yourself and loving yourself. And mm-hmm. so to the listener out there right now who is going through an abusive relationship, who has experienced an abusive relationship, one of the things that you need to hear is that you have to love you. You have to love you. And once you begin to love you, you know who you are and you love yourself, finding a way out will be even easier. What I think for some other women or for some women as far as hindrances go, whenever it comes to not necessarily abusive relationships, but just in life, period, is fear. We're afraid. We're afraid of change. We're afraid to do the things that we are called to do because we're uncertain. We need mm-hmm. someone to validate us and to tell us, mm-hmm. yes, this is what you should do. Yes, you should be a motivational speaker. Yes, you should do these things. Yes, you should be a life coach or a mentor. And we mm-hmm. need that validation. And whenever we don't get that validation, we somehow start to feel like we're just not good enough. Like maybe that's not what my purpose is. It's not what my intention. Maybe that's not my objective, and it's not my goal. So mm-hmm. I believe that fear certainly holds us back as well. And mm-hmm. one thing that I mentioned that other women may be able to relate to as well is finances. Mm-hmm. We often find a reason to say, well, I can't afford that, or that costs too much. We don't want to invest in us. We do mm-hmm. not want to invest in us. And I think that it's a huge hindrance because there's somebody out there right now who has a gift, that is meant to be shared, and she's holding back because she doesn't want to invest in her. It took a really good friend of mine to tell me, no matter how much those coaching classes are going to cost, you need to find a way to cover the cost and you need to take them. Because you have a gift, you have a talent, and you have a purpose, and it is hidden, and it needs to be, other people need to experience you. They need to see you, they need to hear you. And when I took that, coupled with the gift from God in terms of winning the coaching session, I knew then mm-hmm. what I needed to do. And so I think that those are some things that hinder us. It's just not mm-hmm. being aware of ourselves. And not loving ourselves. Now, somebody's saying, well, wait a minute, I love myself. But mm-hmm. you have to really dig deep and ask, do you? Do you mm-hmm. really know and do you really love yourself? When it comes to an abusive relationship, Aaliyah, there are some mm-hmm. things that will hold a woman back and that will keep her in a place where she knows that she shouldn't be. There are some things that will hold her there. And fear is the number one thing. Fear of leaving, fear of being judged, fear for our families, fear for our children, and fear for how am I going to make it? How am I going to make it? What am I going to do without him? What am I going to do if he leaves? He's threatened to kill me. If I leave, he's threatened to kill me if I take the children. He knows where I work. He knows all of my family and where they fear. Fear is a huge hindrance for us in life in general, and especially whenever it comes down to a woman who is in an abusive relationship. Someone is out there right now, and she's contemplating. She wants to leave. My dear, this is your sign. This is your time. Pray and pray some more and ask God to give you the strength and ask him to give you the will, and he will show you the way. He did it for me, and I know that he can do it for you.
Amen. So you are a DV advocate, and a lot of the women that you work with are in those situations. What would you tell a lady that has been in a verbally abusive relationship and they've been in it they've been in it so long, let's say 15 years, I'm just throwing out a number. I was going to say 10, I'm just throwing out a number. And mm-hmm. she knows nothing else. So, in that, she doesn't feel like she's really in being abused because he's not putting mm-hmm. hands on her. So mm-hmm. what would you say to that woman that, you know, she no longer has self-esteem because he's talked that out of her. She no longer loves herself because she doesn't see herself as lovable. What would you say to that woman? Because I've had to pray for some women like mm-hmm. that.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a really good question. And right before I get to my answer, I really just kind of want to, because somebody else needs to know this as well. Someone needs to know that it's not just physical. Someone needs to know it's not just verbal, but it is emotional and spiritual as well. When it gets down to the very core of who you are, it is unrelenting and it's very painful. And whenever it mm-hmm. begins to happen, we kind of don't necessarily identify it. We just take mm-hmm. it kind of for granted, like, oh, that'll pass, that'll change. Maybe he was just upset. But there is a form of abuse that, and I didn't know this for a while until I started speaking, and it's called gaslighting. And gaslighting is when they don't have to touch you, they don't have to put hands on you, they simply make you think that you may have said or done things that you never said and that you certainly didn't do. But in your mind, you kind of can't piece everything together, so you may think, yeah, you're right, I did say that or I did do that. And it's a huge form of kind of an emotional form of abuse. And so mm-hmm. It's important that I let somebody out there know this right now. And you can look up more about it, of course. And again, it's called gaslighting. But to that woman, to her right now, the person who has been in an abusive relationship, verbally abusive relationship, for 10 or 15 years or more, and she feels like she has nothing left, there's something left. There's something left. Whenever you look in the mirror, you have to look and you have to dig deep. She's still in there. You need to dig deep and find who you were before this started happening. And you know what abuse is. When he tells you you're not pretty enough or you're not thin enough or you don't have the same figure or the same shape that you had before or that you're not smart enough, any time that a man has to put you down to build himself up, it's abuse. It is abuse. So I'm telling you, I'm telling your listener right now who is being verbally abused, I'm telling her right now that she needs to dig deep. She can defy all the odds, and she simply needs to forget her fears, and she can divorce this doubt, find her voice, and bring the vision of freedom to fruition. And she can do it right now. Find, dig deep, and find who you were when you loved you. When you loved you for you, find her. Look in the mirror right now, and you can see her. There's a gleam, and you see her. You know who she is. Dig deep inside and give her the opportunity. Divorce these fears and these doubts. You don't need verbal abuse. You have much more in you, and God has made you. He created you in his own image, and he didn't make you for a man to belittle you or to hurt or harm you. That's not why he put us here.
Wow. That's powerful. And I think that as I have, you know, been on this walk of having the radio show and been an encourager all of my life, but I see God developing an empowerment coach in me. And I've been talking to women and men, and to hear the things that have been said to them, you're like, wow, a person that said they love you can say something like that to you, you know. And you got to get to the point where you got to love yourself. So many times I've spoken mm-hmm. to people who got married really young, and they're now in their 50s. Some in their late 40s, and they don't know how to start over because they lost themselves in the process of, you know, becoming mommy, becoming wife. They lost themselves. They don't even know what they like anymore. And it is sad to hear someone talk in that manner. And so, like you said, I love what you said, learning how to love yourself again, reinvent you, understand who you are. I love how you put that, understanding who you are. And whether it's a woman that's listening, whether you're listening live mm-hmm. or a man that's listening, because men go through it as well. You know, men this are put down. And so you have these men that are taught to never touch a woman, you know, as far as putting their hands on them, and these women are beating on them because they know they have a man that honors what they were taught. You know, so they're taunted. Mm-hmm. They're verbally abused. They're, you know, if they're overweight, they're taught, you know, the wife may say mm-hmm. something that puts them down in that manner. But as she said, as Lori just said to you, you were made in God's image, and there is nothing about you that he does not love. There's nothing about mm-hmm. you that's not lovable. Everything about you is lovable, and as long as you have breath in your body, I say this all the time, Lori, as long as you have breath in your body, there is purpose to fulfill. I tell you, I praise God for your ministry, because yes. this is what I call ministry in action. This is you speaking yes. from the heart, yes. because you're not telling someone what you read. You're telling somebody what you lived, and there's yes. a difference. So now you're yes. saying, you know what, God, now I understand why I had to go mm-hmm. through this, because it wasn't for me. It was for me to bring the next person through, you know, so... Because my platform is not just women. My platform is men, and God has had me actually help. I heard the Lord say the word resuscitation. I've heard resuscitation even when speaking to men that, you know, were suicidal because of wives leaving and things of that nature. So I, mm-hmm. when I tell you, God is truly amazing, and all you have to do is walk in obedience and just obey. Just take, like she said, divorce that. Fear. I love it. Divorce mm-hmm. the fear. What was the other thing yes. you said? You said divorce doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Find your vision.
Forget your fears. Yes. Forget fears. Yes. Divorce doubt. Find your voices yes. and bring that freedom to fruition. Because so many yes. of us don't realize that we are in bondage. We are in bondage when we are in these abusive relationships. I don't care if it's physical, if it's emotional, if it's verbal. Whatever it is, you are enslaved, you are in bondage when it comes to an abusive relationship, and you have got to break free. You have got to break free. Right. And the only way to be able to do that, I'm so serious, is you have to love mm-hmm. you. And a part of loving you is seeking God, seeking his direction for your life. He did not intend for anybody to be in a relationship like that.
Hmm. Wow, that is powerful. Lori, I'm because I'm feeling led, and I walk in obedience in this show. I'm feeling led yes. to open the lines for just a moment to
okay.
see if anyone wants to comment or, you know, whatever they want to do. If you have a question or comment for Aaliyah or Miss On Fire to Inspire or Lori, please press 1. And we will take your question, your comment. If this has been a blessing to you tonight, you can say that. Whatever it is that you want to press, I mean, whatever you want to say tonight, just press 1. And we will take your question, your comment, because there's someone that this is a blessing tonight, and they may not want to step up and say it. You know, they, of course, unless you want to, you don't have to say your name. You can be anonymous tonight. I just want to make sure that we're being a blessing and lifting people up, because that's what it's all about, lifting you up, empowering you, encouraging you, and educating you so that you can walk on purpose, walk in purpose, and live on purpose and live in purpose. So
mm-hmm.
that's what the show is all about. That's what my platform is all about. That's who I am, empowering people. I think,
mm-hmm.
let's see here, no one's pressed 1 yet, so I think they're going to be a little quiet tonight. But
they might
really
be.
Feel like, huh?
They might be. I expect that.
You expect
mm-hmm.
that? Yeah. I
do. Because we hide. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We hide behind the lives that we're living, and we're
mm-hmm.
ashamed. We're ashamed
mm-hmm.
for years. For years, no one in my family knew what I was going through. Oh, because I'm a great pretender. Look at me. I'm the great pretender. I was able to pretend, lie, and hide. People who are in abusive relationships are the best actors and actresses. We know how to hide things and lie about things like nobody's business.
Wow. So how do we follow you? How do we connect with you? How do we, you know, if someone wants to book you for a speaking engagement or anything, how do we connect with you?
Oh, I've got a number of different ways, Aaliyah. We can start with my website. So I'll read that out. So that is, I can be reached on my website, www.onfire2inspire.org. So www.onfire2inspire.org.
Okay.
I can be reached on Facebook, and you just simply search for on space fire space two space inspire. It's very simple. On fire to inspire. I can be found on Instagram. You can connect with me there at on fire, the number two inspire. On Twitter at on fire to inspire. And I've also been blogging, so your listeners can reach out to me and reach me at www.onfire2inspire.wordpress.com.
Okay.
And if you want me to repeat any of it, of course, just let me know. Or if your listeners, if you open the lines again, if they have questions on or need me to repeat it, I'd be happy to do that as well.
Okay. All right. Now, on fire for Instagram, that was the number two. Facebook is number two or the word two?
Just the word two. Mm-hmm. On fire, the word two, inspire. T-O. And then Instagram is at on fire, the number two, inspire.
Okay. Well, Laura, is there anything that you want to leave with us tonight as final words of encouragement, empowerment?
Yeah, actually, if you don't mind, I'd like to read my one of my favorite scriptures. There are so many of them, but this one just is something that I use whenever it comes to motivating and whenever it comes to speaking and talking to women about walking in their purpose and living their living out their God-given lives. And that is, an intelligent heart acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before the great. And that is Proverbs 18:15-16.
Ma'am, yes, ma'am. Your gift making room for you and bringing you before a great man.
Amen. And then I have my personal quote, and I'll leave that with you and your listeners as well. And that is, you can't set the world ablaze if you don't first ignite the flame.
I love it. Yes. Say that one more time.
Yes. You can't set the world ablaze if you don't first ignite the flame.
Amen. I thank God for you walking in obedience, because you have blessed so many. You know, we did kind of focus on what your platform is, speaking to DV, being a DV advocate. But however, it still motivates and empowers even if that is not the person who's listening, if that's not their story, it's a motivation to hear the things that you said. Divorce your doubt. Forget your fear. Find your voice and pursue your purpose. I mean, that doesn't have to be your background to receive that word, you know, to receive that it's time for you to walk on your purpose. I tell you, such a blessing.
Amen.
Lord, keep doing
Amen.
What you're doing. Keep, you know, speaking life into each and every person that you come in contact with, because there is purpose. Like I say all the time, as long as there's life, a breath in your body, there's purpose to be fulfilled. So I thank you so very much. Do you have any upcoming events that you want to announce tonight?
Not at this time. I've got a lot of things underway and still working on hammering out some dates and times. But definitely stay tuned for your list, bless you. And thank you so much for this opportunity for me to be able to share about On Fire to Inspire with your listeners. And just thank you for you. Thank God for you. What a blessing. What an honor to be a guest on your show this evening.
Well, I truly appreciate you tonight for, you know, taking the time to be on my show. I thank you for that. And we hope to get you back in another time.
All right. Well, thank you so much again for having me. God bless you and your listeners. And, again, if you know how to reach me, you know how to find me. And
yes,
I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You are so welcome. That was Miss Lori Vallow Baskin. She is a motivational speaker. I was about to say author, so Lori, I might be speaking something for her. And she's a DV advocate. She is a brand specialist. I tell you, the lady who wears so many hats, and she wears each and every one of them well. And if you want to follow her in any capacity on social media, she's on Facebook as On Fire to Inspire, Instagram On Fire, the number 2 Inspire, Twitter at On Fire, the word 2 Inspire. And then she has a website, www.onfirethenumber2inspire.org. And her platform really speaks life back into people. Her platform speaks to as a DV advocate, because she is a survivor. I'm not going to say she's a survivor. She's an overcomer of domestic violence. And so, you know, we thank God for her sharing tonight. So, because whether that's your background or not, the words that she spoke should bring a fire into you tonight. And it should bring an awareness and an awakening for some of you who have been sitting on your gifts and sitting on your talents. My goal and my desire is to have each and every person that listens to this broadcast, whether you listen every week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or live, or you're listening to the playback, my goal is to make sure that each and every person is living and walking on purpose, because I promise you, each and every day that you open your eyes, you look forward to that new day, because you're walking in the newness of a new day, and in the newness of a day that God created for you to walk in the life that he created for you. And I tell you, there's nothing like the love of the Father, and there's nothing like walking in what he created you to do. It's another kind of living. It's another kind of expectation. And God says it's time to stop just sitting. It's time to start moving. And beyond the move, I want you to start expecting God to move. And then you're going to move from expecting into experiencing the things that he's called you to. I thank you so much for tuning in tonight to On Fire to Inspire. Tune in next week. Tell a friend, tell a family member, because we are on fire to inspire you to live the best life ever, the life that God created for you to live. Have a great night. This is Miss On Fire to Inspire, Leah Butler. I love you, and have a good one.